بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. صدق الله العظيم. This is the Ayat al-Kursi which we are doing, which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that Allah is that one and only being. And Allah Ta'ala explained His quality that it is only He, there is no one worthy of anything in any way but Him. Then first, secondly, He is Al-Hayyul Qayyum. He is the ever-living and He keeps everything alive. What he has ordained must be alive. The third quality, La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wala nawm. Never does sleepiness overtake Him, nor sleep itself. Then the next quality, the fourth, لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. اُسِي کا ہے جو کچھ آسمانوں اور زمین میں ہے. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth only belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Everything what there is in the heavens, in the earth, it all belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Our lives belong to Allah Ta'ala. Allah has just given it to us temporary to test us in this worldly life. Our life is not ours. And the proof of that is, if it was our life, we could have fixed, I want to live till the age of 60, 70, and I want to die then. It's not in the control of anything. When is the child going to be born? It's not in our control. When is the child going to die? It's not in our control. Our wealth is not in our control. We get fooled and we think, I've earned and I've got all this money. How many times it just gets taken away from us by stupid acts of our own? We go and waste it in wrong things. And then we realize, I wasted so much money in this and there was no benefit. What our own hands, our money is taken away. How many times we are robbed of it? We are swindled out of our money. It doesn't belong to us. It is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Our children, we will say they are ours, but how many times they become the worst enemies of ours? The Quran Sharif clearly says, وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَوْلَادِكُمْ عَدُوٌ لَكُمْ, that from your own children you have your enemies also. We think they are ours. If we don't follow the laws of Allah, they turn severely against us. So whatever there is in the heavens and the earth belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. We have been given it just temporarily. And we are told figuratively that it belongs to you. Whereas everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. And we are, while we have it, our duty is that since it doesn't belong to us, we can't do with it as we wish to. For that, the masala is that to donate our organs, our human organs, is not permissible. Because our organs don't belong to us. Whether it's a kidney, whether it's a liver or anything, it doesn't belong to us, it belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Our wealth, we will be asked on the day of Qiyamah that how did you spend it, because it doesn't belong to us. It was a trust in your hands, how did you spend it? Your time, especially your youth, we will be asked, how did you spend your time in your youth? And on that point also, we should think very carefully and for our own betterment, that many of us, as we have grown old, now we have become righteous, we are observing the commands of Allah, and we forget how we spend our youth, and we did not make tawbah from it. We will be questioned about that. For all the wrong that we did while we were young, whether it was at school, whether it was at college, university, any and all wrong that we had done, we should make sincere tawbah to Allah Ta'ala and make amends for all that wrong. So we will be asked how we spend that time, because that time did not belong to us. And our whole life's time, that how did we spend our time, we will be questioned about that. So everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Wala Shai Poet says, Dono jahan mein jo kuch bhi hai, sab hai tere zere nabi. Whatever is in the two worlds, everything is under your control, belongs to you. Jinn o ins, hoor o malaik, arsh o kursi, charkh o zameen. Everything, whatever there is, it all belongs only to Allah Ta'ala, and we are a very small creation of Allah. Allah has created the huge mountains, the huge skies, great, great things, the sun, how big it is. We are just a small part of all that. We all belong to Allah Ta'ala. And when we belong to Him, it is absolutely necessary that we learn how to please Allah Ta'ala. And our object of life must be to please Allah Ta'ala. A non-Muslim looks at life through the eyes of dunya, that I must make my dunya, I must have a beautiful house, big house, smart car, gardens, whatever else. All that a non-Muslim, a kafir looks. A mu'min looks at dunya with the eyes of akhirat, that I've got my dunya to make my akhirat, to make my qabr. That he will give preference. Dunya will hardly feature as anything important. The more his iman is made, the less he'll be concerned about dunya. And his concern will be how my maut will come. What will be my life in the qabr on the day of qiyamah? I have to make my jannah. Jannah, as it has come in the hadith, qi'an, it is a barren land. The land of it is very fertile, and the water of it is very good. And we should plant our trees and make our buildings of Jannah, our palaces. Reading 10 times, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, a palace is built in Jannah for various amal. So we are here to build our palaces in Jannah, to plant and make our gardens of Jannah. If a person wants a beautiful garden in December, January, he has to start very early. He can't start planting in December and January and immediately expect that his garden is going to be beautiful. If we want the gardens of Jannah, we can't go there and then start making them. Now is the time to make our gardens of Jannah and not waste our time on the futile gardens of this dunya, which turn green, dry, grey, burn black in winter, and they don't offer anything just after a little while. The real gardens are the gardens of Jannah. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu was planting a tree. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam asked him, what are you doing? He said, I'm planting this tree. He said, should I not just show you how to plant the trees of Jannah? And that is by the zikr of Allah. So everything belongs to Allah. We are here to use it to make our akhirat, to please Allah Ta'ala. We are not here to waste our time in this dunya. So, لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, whatever there is in the heavens and the earth, all belong to Allah Ta'ala. دونو جہاں میں جو کچھ بھی ہے, سب ہے تیرے زیر نگین. Jinn or ins, khur or malaik, arsh or kursi, charf or zameen, everything belongs to Allah. We belong to Allah. We read and the reality must come to us. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to Allah and we are going to return to Allah Ta'ala. Lahu miratu samawati wal ard. Everything, the end, like inheritance, to who does it belong? It all belongs to Allah Ta'ala. It is all going to return back to the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. So we must not think we own it. This is just figuratively we are told we own it. We shouldn't be fooled by that. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, he was about 3 years old and he had a pillow which he liked very much and he held on to it always. Once he said that, Mera Takya, my pillow. His father gave him one slap and he told him, you're hardly earning still. And already from now, mine, that he said, from there I learned my lesson for my whole life. Of over 80 years of life, that nothing belongs to me, everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. If we also can learn that lesson, that we saying, mine, mine, insan all the time says, mine, mine, it comes in the hadith, what belongs to you is what you have eaten and you have put it in the toilet. What you have worn and which is gone in the dustbin and used as dirty rags. What is yours is what you have sent for akhirah. That is yours. What we have left behind is for others. What is ours is what we have sent for Akhirat. So Allah has given it to us. We should use it in the right way and make it permanently ours. That is for Akhirat. Use our time for Akhirat. That is our time. That what the good deeds we have done, and it will be a storage for us for Akhirat. What money Allah has given us, we use it for Allah's pleasure and we send it to Akhirat. That will be ours. One of the great Khalifas of Islam, when he was given a huge amount of wealth, he became very disturbed. And then he discussed with his wife, and then they decided that who gave it, let us give it back to him. That is, Allah gave it to us, let us give it back to Allah. And they spent all that money on the widows, the poor, the needy, etc. So that is what is ours, what we send for Akhirat. Otherwise, we will be the biggest fools when we leave it only for this dunya, and we leave it when we die for others, and we did not, of our own money. It comes in the hadith that who loves his money more than his in that they inherit his money. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, nobody is like that. We all love our own money more. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, yours is what you have sent for Akhirat. What you have left behind is not yours. That is your inheritance. And in most cases, the fights that take place, court cases and others enjoy all that money, and the poor inheritors also get nothing. Otherwise, in most cases, otherwise it is squandered. It is maal-e muft dil-e be-raham. It just came free and we did not appreciate it, we wasted it. Also, we are told in the hadith, make your own provision of Akhirat of your wealth. Don't hope that my children will do. In most cases, they don't even think of the parents afterwards. To make any sadaqah, give charity on behalf of their parents, hardly children think of it. To claim their inheritance, they are very, very fast and very much in front. But to do something for their parents, even 1% of what they inherited, hardly anyone does. So for yourself, what you can do, so everything belongs to Allah. This little while, use it to prepare for our Akhirat. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.